podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
And it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap, and it's a very nice cup of tea show, although a virtual cup of tea at the moment, that is still the way of the world. But I'm delighted to be joined by a world champion and the greatest athlete that the city's ever produced. Of course, Katarina Johnson-Thompson. I'm going to go with KJT from now on, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very much.
How are you anyway?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, all good. Feeling good after yesterday. We should start with the Reds. Big win and back in the Champions League next season. All good.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. I was watching like multiple screens yesterday, watching the match. Like in between the Chelsea and the Leicester and at Liverpool on the TV. And it was just like, yeah, I'm so happy after the last, you know, couple of months that we... You know, actually finished third in the end is mad.
Yeah, I know, crazy to think. You never thought that was on. But here we are, third place, and hopefully better things to come. We'll talk a little bit about football a bit later on, but I want to talk to you about, well, a lot of the work you've been doing really with the club, because obviously, as people have guessed now, that you're a big Liverpool fan, and you've been doing some work with the foundation for a while now. So just tell people a little bit about that and how that came about.
Yeah, so the Liverpool Foundation and my kid sponsor Nike have launched a program called Game On, and it's literally a program that is, you know, something that I'm very passionate about already. You know, I had the KJT Academy, and this one's aimed at a younger age group. It's aimed at from age 7 to 12 years old, from young athletes from marginalized communities, you know, specifically children from the Black and Asian community. And there'll be a variety of sports, not just football. And yeah, it's just a program to help expose, you know, children to, you know, different sports and stuff. So yeah, I'm very excited to be an ambassador and working on this.
Yeah, really sort of strong team behind it. And you mentioned there, it's something you've been involved with for a while. Obviously, this is a new foundation, a new initiative to Game On. But I know, you know, in the past year, you've been looking at, as you say, slightly older people, but certainly looking in terms of making sure people have got the access and support that they need to thrive in sports.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that, you know, especially now, I've been a professional athlete for some time now. And I think in the last couple of years, since COVID, it's been very difficult for even me to get access to, you know, my track, to a gym, to practice in to the level that, you know, I had to practice. And I know that just speaking for myself, you know, the track in Wavertree has been, you know, short and turned into a COVID testing center. And yeah. I really worry sometimes about the next generation. And I hope that there's not a lost, you know, there's not lost talent there, that people who would have continued the sport or would have been practicing the sport can't anymore. And then they just sort of forget that, you know, they like the sport. And I think it's so important to expose kids to these sports, because it's changed my life. And, you know, if I didn't have athletics, you know, I didn't even know what I want to be like after I retire. But, you know, it's changed my life. And I just hope that, you know, it's not a lost generation of young people out there. So these initiatives are so important.
Do you look back on your career, and as I said, now you're world champion, and I'm sure soon to be Olympic champion as well. But do you look back at your sort of, you know, when you were younger and think, well, if I didn't have that support there, or I could have dropped out of athletics if maybe, you know, certain things, you know, hadn't sort of fell for you, I guess?
I got helped out as a young athlete. You know, me and my mum, we came, it was just us two, and we used to, you know, get the bus, get the National Express, to train and two competitions in and around, you know, England. And it was a lot for, you know, us to try and contend with. You know, it wasn't just an easy route. You know, we really enjoyed it, and ultimately I love the sport that I'm in, and I'm so happy that I made a career out of it. But, you know, it was very hard getting to the level that I did. And I don't think that if I hadn't have made the London 2012 Olympics, then I wouldn't have had sponsorship off the back of that. And, you know, I would have went into university and would have found it very hard to balance and juggle, you know, career as an athlete and just the normal young person trying to do, you know, the studies and stuff, and then probably get a job on top of that as well to support all three. So, yeah, it is very tough to make it through. But, you know, hopefully initiatives like this can help.
Yeah, so... In terms of the game on then, I guess, you know, it's been announced today, and it's about just getting the information out there sort of best you can, really, and making sure that as many people as possible hear about this, because, you know, like you say, sometimes it's finding the people who might not think that, you know, certain services for them, or might think, oh, this, or the kids kind of do that. I guess it's about, you know, shouting about it as much as possible and making sure that everyone, you know, who can possibly hear about this does.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I went through, it's for a range of sports. So, you know, it's not just football, it's boxing, you know, tennis, cricket, like whatever sport there is. And, you know, they're doing workshops. So every week there'll be 10 multi-sport sessions that'll take place in local schools and community venues, you know, across the Liverpool City region. And I feel like I went through a number of different hobbies before I found athletics. And I think that just try, like, I'm still a hepat athlete, I still do everything, like, I haven't done yet. So I think if people just try everything, then they will find something that they enjoy and, you know, passionate about and love. And that's when it'll stick.
Yeah, and, you know, it would be wonderful if you guys found the next KJT and the next sort of superstar, but it's not all just about that, is it? It's sport can improve all our lives, and you know, sports, you know, getting involved and doing things can help people in lots of different ways, even if it doesn't necessarily become a career.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's so important just to stay active, and, you know, it's important for, you know, your physical being, but also, like, mentally as well. I think it's helped me enormously in the last year with the, I keep on calling the pandemic a couple of years, but it's felt like that for the last year with the pandemic. It's helped me, you know, just stay sane, for sure.
Has it been tough for you then? Because, you know, you mentioned there about, you know, athletics tracks becoming COVID centres and things like that, you know, even, you know, for yourself, has it been quite difficult to keep up your training? Obviously, the Olympics is on the horizon, it's moved and things like that. Has it been tricky for you to sort of, you know, to keep, you know, I guess the level up that you wanted to?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. It was difficult for me to keep the level. It was impossible. Like, I couldn't keep the level because I live and train in France now. And, you know, I had to come back, I had to go back to England because everything got shut down here, and England was almost the same. I was very lucky in the sense that, you know, I had the facilities at home, like a gym equipment and stuff, and I could, you know, use the track sometimes and stay on top of, like, my fitness with, like, hill running and stuff. But I know that a lot of people have reached out to me, and a lot of people I know from the track couldn't access it, and you know, coaches and stuff wanting to continue the progress that they're making with athletes and finding it tough. So I think as a whole, you know, athletics has definitely suffered.
Yeah, and it's so tough for so many with, as I say, with the Olympics on the horizon. And I guess, you know, there's still sort of question marks whether that'll sort of go ahead. Do you sort of have to put that out of your mind and just assume that you're going to be going?
Yeah, no, for sure. I went through a phase of, you know, constantly checking COVID cases in Japan and Googling Japan Olympics COVID. And you find all sorts on there. Like, if you want a case, a strong case for the Olympics to be cancelled, you can find it on the internet. So it's just something that, you know, I've blocked out now, and something that, you know, until it's an official announcement, you are preparing, like, they're going to be going ahead.
Do you really feel the support within Liverpool, these big tournaments, you know, tournaments, that's my football speak there. You know, so things like the World Champions of the Olympics, because you're obviously in a little bubble and things like that. And as you say, you're training out in France now. But, you know, do you feel the love from Liverpool? Because I really feel like, from my point of view, the city always gets behind you so much.
Yeah, I've always felt the love, like, before I won anything. Like, you know, from when I was a young athlete and, you know, junior sport and the Echo was a thing, like, I've always felt the love from the city, and it's why I love home so much. And, you know, when I lose, like, I'll come back and people will be like, oh, don't worry, you get them next time. And, you know, just have a belief. Like, we always just have this this belief in our own to do the business when it matters. And that's what I love. And that's what fuels me as well in the competition.
And does that fuel you in terms of wanting to give back as well? Because, you know, the initiatives like Game On, but as you say, you've been involved in similar things for a while now. Does the love you sort of feel from the city make you sort of even more determined, I guess, to give a bit back?
Yeah, for sure. But also, like, we're just such a city of sport and talented people, you know, not just in football, athletics, but like in boxing and gymnastics. Like, it's got a city full of talent. And yeah, I just want to showcase it as much as possible.
You mentioned there your mum being a sort of key person for you when you were growing up in terms of making sure you got around to events and things like that. I'm wondering if there's any, you know, other people who were really sort of, you know, massive for you in terms of helping you get to where you are now.
Yeah, for sure. My mum, and I think what I alluded to before was some of the help that I got on the longer way. And it was a man called Barry Wells as well, who, you know, sponsored, I think it was about 18 athletes in all different sports in the lead up to 2012. And I think, you know, having that funding there from him definitely, you know, got me to the Olympics, and I was able to go to overseas competitions that we wouldn't normally, you know, be able to afford to go to. And I was able to get driving lessons and stuff. So I think having that support at that vital age of 15, 16, 17, you know, it leapfrogged me to do the Olympics when I was 19, which, you know, has given me, you know, such experience and so many different opportunities from that. So I think, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of crazy to hear that, you know, someone, you know, who's going to the Olympics would necessarily need that. But I guess until you're the star, and until you sort of do it on the big stage, then I guess for a lot of athletes, you know, it's making do best you can, I suppose.
Yeah, no, definitely. And the Olympics is, you know, still an amateur sport. You know, it's the same as it was when it was, you know, first. I don't want to say invented.
I know, you're back in Greece. Yeah, formed, yeah. Founded, whatever formed, you want to
founded,
say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Olympics. It's the, you know, all these people work hard at a shot to get to Olympic Games, and it's purest form of, you know, everybody can have an opportunity and everyone can, you know, qualify for this and win sport at the pinnacle level. And that's, you know, the beauty of it.
Yeah, and it's just about, yes, as you say, performing on the highest level, and you've got that sort of coming up. Do you feel like the big stage sort of suits you? You know, you're looking forward to, you know, hopefully having sort of people in there to sort of watch you and things like that. You know, we saw on Sunday, you know, for Liverpool, you know, how much that meant to have sort of 10,000 fans there. Were you looking at that and buzzing off that and thinking, oh, that'll be me soon?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that the big stage is what all athletes, you know, secretly live for, and that's when everything's on the line, and that's what we train for. And hopefully, you know, there'll be some national support in the stadium in Japan. And yeah, I'm sure it's going to be, I've been looking forward to Japan are going to host like a really amazing Olympics, and Tokyo is one of my favorite cities, and you know, it's going to be amazing. Yeah, for sure. We've been waiting 5 years for it now, so just, yeah, itching for it to arrive.
Absolutely. I just wanted to ask you a little bit more about your sort of life as a Liverpool fan, really, because you're talking a lot there about travel and going round. And how hard or easy is it to sort of keep in touch with what the Reds are doing? And have you ever had sort of, you know, clashes with big games and when you've been outperforming? And I don't know whether you have to sort of get someone to update you on the scores between jumps or what?
I remember one time I was competing, I can't remember which competition it was, but I remember the commentator in the actual competition read out the Liverpool score.
That's brilliant.
So yeah, it is hard because we compete at the weekends and Liverpool plays, you know, at the weekends as well. So it's something that I try to get back for if it's a game. But half the time, you know, I live and train, you know, at the same time. But, you know, the good thing we're in the Champions League because that's always Thursday night, so I can put my feet up and watch that.
Yeah, so you could watch those, and that's okay. Any other sort of big footy fans amongst the athletes? Then obviously you'll all be in the Olympic Village together. Are there any of you or the Liverpool fans or rival teams that you like to tease?
No, my boyfriend, he's a Liverpool fan. Andrew Pozzi, Adam Jamiri as well. He's a big Liverpool fan and sprinter. So. Yeah, I think a lot of people are Liverpool fans, despite not being from Liverpool.
So you'll have a good crew of yours all together to talk about sort of this season. You know, when you can see that the team struggling, you know, like they have this year with sort of injuries and you know, having to play behind closed doors, you know, a lot of people being quite far from home as well. You know, you think of these young players, you know, from all corners of the globe, really, sort of, you know, living in Liverpool, maybe sort of on their own. Are you able to sort of identify with them a little bit more in terms of what they're going through, sort of maybe more than a normal fan would?
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel like there's so many different Liverpool fans from all over the world. Like, I can walk around in Montpellier and I just went for lunch then and I saw, you know, some random person in a LFC top. So great. It was just like, I think every time I get into a taxi and someone asks me where I'm from and I say Liverpool, they talk about the football team. So it is always a community, whether that be like worldwide or just, you know, in the city itself. And I think it's a great way to connect. And for sure, I feel like when I didn't have access to the match at home on my TV, there's just an Irish pub downstairs.
There's always an Irish pub.
Yeah, there's always an Irish pub, like 50 yards from anywhere in the city. And yeah, that's a place where, you know, unfortunately I watched the 2008 Champions League final there with a bunch of people. But yeah, it was, I always feel like I'm close to a Liverpool fan.
Yeah, fantastic. So I presumably don't get to go as much as you'd like. Well, none of us have done sort of recently, but you know, I'm sure you're looking forward to sort of the next occasion when you can go and cheer the team on.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully next season it'll be back to normal. And I think normally around Christmas time I'm home. So hopefully, yeah, we'll get to go for a game there.
And, you know, maybe bring your Olympic medal down with you. I think they have had, you know, the Olympians on the pitch a couple of times.
I was there in 2016 with Samantha Quek and her Olympic gold, and I was empty-handed.
just cheering on Sam.
Nice. I held it.
Well, this time it'll be you, I'm sure, and George will give you a big shout, and that'll be kind of something to look forward to indeed. I mean, you know, the whole city's behind you, and you feel that, and you've said that, so that's great. Just to sort of finish up then on the Game On initiative, if people are listening to this and they might have young people who they know or involved in sort of youth organizations and they want to sort of, you know, find out more, it's being announced today. Is there more information online that people can sort of access and get involved with?
Yeah, for sure. There'll be information online, you know, on the LFC Foundation website, and I'll put a link up in my bio as well.
Great. And presumably having, you know, as you say, you've done similar things to this before, but having, you know, the involvement with the foundation, having Nike on board as well, does that just allow these things just to be sort of, you know, even bigger and better and hopefully help even more people?
Yeah, for sure. It's important. It's great that big brands like Nike will get involved to this, and it just helps, you know, put things on a bigger scale and get the word out there more.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for speaking to us. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck with this and obviously with the Olympics coming up as well. And yeah, we'll all be cheering you on. But you know that anyway.
Thanks very much. Sports Social Podcast Network.